involved in its six-day-old conflict with Israel. Israelis being advised to stay close to bomb shelters, schools, and non-essential businesses still closed. Tamar Weiss lives near Tel Aviv.
I wish everyone could be down here. I wish everyone would have a place that's as safe as here, because I think this is really the safest place in all of Ramat Gan, the whole city.
President Trump's made no secret of his admiration.
I have a warm spot in my heart for TikTok because I won youth by 34 points.
He's expected to extend the deadline for TikTok's Chinese owner to divest for another 3 months. Wall Street will be watching closely when the Fed meets today. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
What we're looking for from the Federal Reserve is how many interest rate cuts we're going to get this year. They're going to give updated economic projections and just where they see inflation in the labor market going.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin's highest court rules in a multi-year battle. Joanne Krulatz reports.
A unanimous Wisconsin Supreme Court has sided with the Democratic State Attorney General in a long-running battle over a law passed by Republicans who wanted to weaken the office in a lame duck legislative session more than 6 years ago. The court ruled unanimously that it's unconstitutional to require the Attorney General to get a permission from a Republican-controlled legislative committee to settle certain civil lawsuits. The court said the law is a separation of powers violation. The Republican-controlled legislature and outgoing GOP Governor Scott Walker weakened executive powers just weeks before Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Democratic Attorney General Josh Call took office.
Wisconsin Rapids is hosting a statewide business incubation conference. Mayor Matt Zacher says the goal of the conference is to identify new ways to start businesses in Wisconsin and to share ideas about what communities can do to incubate small businesses. He wants to make sure that regulatory hurdles aren't discouraging businesses from opening. The Connecting Entrepreneurials Community Conference runs through today. Independence Day plans are announced in Wisconsin Rapids. On Friday, July 4th, fireworks will be launched from the Wisconsin River in downtown Wisconsin Rapids. Prior to the display, the Mill Creek Cow Tippers will perform from 6 to 9 p.m. on 2nd Street between Grand Avenue and Jackson Street bridges. The Wisconsin Rapids City Band will perform outside of the Centralia Center starting at 7:30 p.m. The national anthem will be performed by Alexis Walton before the fireworks show begins around 9:30. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us at 97.5 FM WFHR. Your host, James J. Maloff here, joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio, we see you out there. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're going to kick things off the way we like to around here with our good friend Brittany Merlot and our weather. Good morning, Britt. How's it going?
Pretty good. How's your morning going so far?
Going
it's
pretty...
a little damp.
I almost, I gotta be, it's a little dare. I gotta be honest. I do two morning shows, every morning, and I, you know, two different stations, and I feel like I do a pretty good job of separating these. But Brittany, I almost introduced you as with our wicked awesome weather today, because I just talked to Phil earlier with the wicked awesome word of Wednesday. Shout out to Quality Plus Printing.
I love that. I wouldn't mind that. That sounds hysterical. That'd be awesome.
I'm going to get out of your way. Go ahead and do your job, Brittany. I'm so sorry.
Okay. All right. I'll try to be serious here.
It does look like we've got some just ups and downs all over the forecast the next couple of days into the weekend.
Yeah, we sure do. We've got the heat and the humidity. It feels gross out there. We've got damp conditions, cloudy skies, on and off chances for rain through this morning. And then we're also looking at some thunderstorms that want to start to spark up maybe around 4 o'clock later this evening. So as those chances move through, that's where we could see some heavy rainfall, maybe some heavy downpours and some gusty winds with those, but they aren't supposed to be too severe or anything like that. So no major risk with them, maybe just some localized flash flooding possible. So we've got that moving through today, just kind of cooling our temperatures in the upper 70s to about 80 degrees is our cap today. Then tomorrow, more humidity starts to move in. We get into the mid-80s, and we've got some showers and storms that definitely want to hit late at night, overnight, and some of those could be strong to severe. So we're tracking that as this warm front lifts through. More storms expected on Friday that could be strong. And then we get underneath that front where all the heat and humidity, it's basically we're going to take Florida and put it right over Wisconsin because it's going to feel like 100 degrees over the weekend.
Wow. Do we get the Everglades? Do we? Because that is swampy. That's all I can think of is swampy.
Yeah. And while I like swamps, but no mosquitoes and no alligators, please.
Mm. Right? No thanks.
There's few things that would shock me more than seeing an alligator in real life. I don't know how to handle that one.
I kissed one.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's
I held crazy. One down in Louisiana, and I kissed it on the nose.
That's amazing.
It was a baby. Oh, it was a baby one. It was pretty
scary.
Cute.
What did it feel like?
You know, I was 17, but it just felt like dry. I don't know. It wasn't it wasn't gross or anything. It was just it felt like a pair of cowboy boots.
Was the mouth sealed shut?
Now,
no.
So because of my sister liking Disney movies, I've kissed many frogs in my life. Not a one of them. What happens if you kiss an alligator? Does it turn into a cowboy? Does it turn into a...
You know, it didn't turn into anything, and the person I was with was no Prince Charming.
We appreciate the weather, Brittany. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
have a great morning. Best of the business right there, Brittany Perlow, joining us every morning right in this time slot and putting up with
she
us.
She puts up with so much.
We appreciate her. Appreciate all you hanging out with us. We're going to have some fun this morning. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club is right around the corner. We'll dive into that in just a bit. We've also got the percentage of American adults that have never visited another U.S. state. I find that staggering. One is going to be coming up.
I'm curious.
And before the hour wraps up, Melissa and I will have for you the one trait that can make you happier the rest of your life.
Oh.
Yeah, that should be good.
Trait. So this is something we have to have.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't have it, we're not going to be happy.
Good catch, Melissa. Mm. That'll be coming up. 10 o'clock hour, we're going to kick it off in a really fun way. We're going to have a special edition of Meet Your Rafters. We'll have a couple of the Rafter players joining us to kick that off. Rafters coming off a very nice a comeback victory last night. Cool. That was fun. Looking forward to hanging out with them. We'll have some of the players joining us kick off the 10 o'clock. Get into a little entertainment news after that. I want to talk about our WFHR newsletter and some great things going on in their area. And, of course, we got Cranberry Blossom Fest kicking off tomorrow. So we're going to be talking about that and plenty more in the 10
o'clock
hour.
We're going to be there.
Yes. I'm so excited about that. Mm-hmm. Before we get to our opening monologue topic here and everything, though, Melissa, I do want to send a big shout out to our Wisconsin Rabbits Rafters and our United Way of Southwood and Ames County and every nonprofit, every business that was a part of the United We Can event, the 13th annual. We'll be getting the stats from Terry and the gang over there at some point in the next couple of weeks, but I can tell you it was a lot. I got the chance to go down there and judge and hang out and talk. I ran into a handful of the staff and with the Rafters and the United Way, and it's always a lot of fun. It's just a very humbling and fun thing to be a part of. Great, really creative year. Some cool stuff down there. I don't know how often we get to see the lunch ladies do stuff, but they came up with a nice little one.
Really?
There was a Lilo and Stitch one down there that was pretty cool. Cool. Quality Plus Printing got into it. I believe this was their first year doing this, and they made a faxing machine that I thought was really good.
Fun.
The ODC put together a really nice one as well. Everybody did a great job on these. I do want to send a shout out to Paper City Savings and the Hungry Hippo thing that they did.
Serious?
I didn't expect that to make me think of playing Hungry Hippo with my brother and sister. I immediately sent me back to that moment. There are just,
oh, that's so awesome.
I love, you know, you and I, we're creatives. We love seeing these kind of things in the creative universe, and people that maybe aren't always in the creative world being creative. I think that that's one of my favorite things. Mm-hmm. I love seeing that stuff. But the thing that really, it hits the heart every single year and every time doing this, if there was one group of people out there with 10 cans of food, I would get emotional during this, let alone seeing the thousands and thousands of pounds of food that we're able to raise to help out our locals, help out our friends, our individuals. We know this from the Alice Report. We know this from life in just day and day age. You don't have to even have the stats to be able to tell you that at that stadium yesterday, which was jam-packed, there were people sitting next to people that were going to need that food. Yeah. And that's that. We're helping each other out here. We're strangers helping strangers, neighbors helping neighbors. That's what we do, and nobody does it like we do in Central Wisconsin. Yeah. And
building up our community.
Yeah, really proud of that. Just a shout out to the community and everybody involved. It was a lot of fun. I have a hard time judging these things
because you want them all to win.
Want them all to win. Yep.
Okay, but I have to be honest. Mm. All I'm hearing in my head right now is, hungry, hungry, hippo.
Hungry, hungry, hippo. Yes, yes.
I don't even know if that's like a real thing.
No, but it's
that's
great.
That's all I'm hearing.
I want that to be the theme. I wanted to bring that back. I have more commercials again and bring that back.
Yes.
That's great. I got one here for us. What other way would we kick off our show, Melissa? Oh, I'm sorry, real quick. You can go to uwswac.org, go to the United Way, check out their website, and they got other great events coming up and things for you to be a part of, and make sure to register for Stuff the Desk that is coming up. I want to make sure to get your kids registered for that, everybody.
Yeah, because if you register early, you can pick your time.
Yeah, yeah. uwswac.org. Big shout out to them. And again, the Rafters, and they'll be joining us at 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. A while ago, scientists debunked the myth that drinking coffee stunts your growth when you're young. I always thought I was pretty good evidence of that. I was drinking coffee at a young age, and I'm 6'1", and you know, have the wingspan of a condor. But
while he's mostly made up of peanut butter and marinara, there's a fair amount of coffee in there too.
It's a little bit, There's a little. Well, this new study out from Tufts University shows that drinking 1 to 3 cups of caffeinated coffee daily is associated with lower overall mortality.
We're going to live forever.
Yeah, particularly cardiovascular disease causes. So, yes, we are immortal, Melissa, it turns out. Well, almost. It turns out that there is a little bit of a catch to this. The benefits are specifically for black coffee.
Is what I drink.
And there you go. So you definitely are. So the more you add cream or sugar to these things, certainly the more that it brings it down. But it still comes back to coffee being healthier for you. Now, you don't have to ditch the additives completely. Black coffee and coffee with low levels of added sugar and saturated fat were associated with a 14% lower risk of death compared to no coffee consumption at all.
Whoa.
That's gigantic. That's really something. Like, I'm not going to lie to anybody. If this was the opposite, it might not change how I drink coffee. I've never picked up a...
Let's be real.
Yeah, I've never picked up a cup of coffee for its health benefits, but this is kind of amazing. This is kind of cool to hear.
It is cool. And we also know that, you know, there'll be a study that comes out next year that says something different.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is science. This is what science does. This is what we want science to do. And well, it doesn't matter what we want it to do. This is the beautiful, wonderful thing about science. And Neil deGrasse Tyson words this much better than I ever could. Science has no political party. Science has no money in its pocket. Science is just science. It's not right or wrong. It just is. It's just, you know, what. And I think that's a beautiful thing in life.
By other scientists. They can do the same experiments and come out with the results.
Yeah, I think that's a wonderful thing about life, about science and all that. If you're curious, the study suggests that the lower mortality risk could be attributed to the bioactive compounds in coffee, which many studies have talked about that before. Mm-hmm. That's why I always add more bioactive compound creamer to my...
Does that come in the bottle or can?
It's a can. It's a can. And quote, lower added sugar was defined as 2.5 grams per 8 ounces a cup, or approximately about a half a teaspoon. And lower saturated fat was defined as a 1 gram per 8 ounce cup, or 5 tablespoons of 2% milk. Okay. And so you can go more into the study if you'd like. Go to sciencedaily.com to find out more. And finally, drinking 2 to 3 cups was slightly better than drinking 1 cup. However, there was no added benefit to drinking more than 3 cups of coffee. Unfortunately.
At that point, your anxiety is just through the roof and you can't sit still. So
they could not keep anybody still long enough to be able to do a study on them.
Collect the data.
Yes, yeah, they just couldn't do it. Again, sciencedaily.com if you want to find this one. So for me, when I drink coffee, I used to be, when I first discovered creamers, I was pretty bad about it. My Aunt Pat, my papa used to always joke, she would put sugar in creamer with a little bit of coffee.
Right.
I've gone very opposite the older I've gotten, where I just put a dab of both in, a little bit, a dab of sugar, a dab of mocha creamer. I like mocha, so I put a dab of that in there, and that's about it. So I don't know. This study rings pretty good to me. This seems pretty good.
Yeah, and I'm going to defend my very large cup, Pat Kretlow, who made fun of. He didn't really make fun of me for it last week Wednesday. But when I was on a show, he's like, whoa, that's a big cup. I'm like, it's my 1 cup a day. I mean, it's technically like at least 2 cups. But you know what? It's the one I have, and I don't have any more coffee caffeine throughout the day.
And it counts to you. That's what matters. Yes. That's what
and
matters.
It's my
right
mermaid
there.
Cups.
Yeah, there
they're,
you go.
They're the best. It's the first purchase I made when I moved to Wisconsin Rapids.
Oh, that's cool. I
bought them at a garage sale because I stopped at a garage sale to ask them about the house next door that was for rent.
Nice.
And I felt like I had to buy something, so I bought 3 mermaid mugs.
Boy, I've been there before as far as like especially with garage sales. If you stop and ask anything, you feel like you gotta kind of have to. Yeah. We will get back here with our El Cafe birthday and anniversary club. Looking forward to doing some celebrating with you coming up on the morning show at WFHR.
Have you heard the saying, we may be small, but we are mighty? This is exactly what the team at El Cafe in Port Edwards is, a small Mexican restaurant with big, big flavor, now featuring an extended room. Are you having breakfast with your church group, book club, or networking group? El Cafe has all the room you need. Don't forget excellent coffee, food, and homemade pies. El Cafe in Port Edwards, a little Mexican restaurant with a big heart for the community. Have your next get-together at El Cafe.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and maybe a stray afternoon thunderstorm and a high near 80. A slight storm chance this evening, otherwise partly cloudy tonight, mid-50s. More sunshine for Thursday, warm and muggy with a few showers and thunderstorms by Thursday night. Highs mid-80s. It's 69 degrees right now.
Celebration. You're a little bit better and ready for some celebration.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us and check out that amazing menu.
Mm-hmm. I love their specials this week.
Yeah.
A BLT Benedict, which that sounds yummy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so many ways that you can have pork for breakfast.
Yeah, I love a good BLT. Yeah.
There's so many options, but I've never heard it in a Benedict, a bacon Benedict.
I don't think I have either. Yeah.
And then the gringo breakfast.
That's great.
I actually had to look up for sure the meaning of gringo.
Oh, yeah.
it means a non-Hispanic Hispanic or Latino person, so an American. But it's all the things that you would love wrapped up in a tortilla. Sausage, bacon, scrambled eggs, and cheese wrapped up in a warm tortilla.
I love the adding avocado to any of it is really a nice offer, too.
Yes.
And the Hawaiian chicken melt sounds very interesting, but maybe it's just the mozzarella cheese that's pulling
it. It might be, but the pineapple on there, James, would you try that?
Oh, yes. Yeah, definitely.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I'm impressed.
That's one that I would definitely try. Yeah.
And then even the hot breaded pork sandwich sounds delicious too. Country fried steak served over mashed potatoes with a slice of bread and covered in rich brown gravy.
Does sound like a good one. And there are so many other things for you to check out over there,
like
everybody.
Pie.
Get on over there today and wish them a good one from all of us. And of course, we want you to get us your birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. You can email us info@wfhr.com. Direct message us on our Facebook pages. We encourage you to do that. And of course, you can call on up.
Yep. You just dial 715-424-2600. If you have the Civic Media app, you can just do a touch or two away. It'll dial right to us as long as you're listening to WFHR.
Yeah. We're looking forward to talking with you, everybody. Reach out anytime. Mm-hmm. And let's go ahead and take a look at our list for today. And Melissa, I need a 1 through 3.
Ooh, let's go with 3 today.
All right, gives us that one right there. So we can get right into it. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to, well, belated birthday, I should say, Civic Media's own Dominic Lee.
Oh, hey, yeah. Happy birthday, Dominic.
Happy birthday, Dom. Enjoy it. Hope it was a good one for you. Mm-hmm. Since we didn't get it in today, yesterday, let's go ahead. You just celebrate today, too, man. You go right
Why
ahead.
Not?
Anybody
I say celebrate all week.
Anybody gives you a hard time, like, look, on the morning show, they forgot to mention it. You're entitled to, I think. I agree. Yeah. We also want to wish a very happy birthday to Larry Stevens.
Happy birthday, Larry.
Larry's a good guy. Larry, enjoy your day. We're wishing you a real good one right there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a happy birthday to Jim Johnston.
Happy birthday, Jim.
Enjoy the day. You got a great name there, sir. Enjoy the day.
I know a lot of good Jims.
Enjoy it. Hope it's a good one for you. And our qualifier today, Dave Mancusi.
Ooh, happy birthday, Dave. I know a lot of good Daves, too.
Yeah, that's a good name. Dave, enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you. And we encourage you to brag to all your friends, family, animals that you are a qualifier for today for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club.
And get over to El Cafe and get your free pie. There's too many to choose from, so you might need to get one to take home.
And check it out. And encourage you, all of you, to get on over there and let them know. We love our friends over at El Cafe, and they want to celebrate with you. Taking a look at our people that you share your birthdays and anniversaries with, Emma Hemming Willis is 47. She is married to Bruce Willis. Let's see here. Oh, Blake Shelton is 49. He is married to Gwen Stefani. Since I mentioned it, I'm going to mention everybody's significant other now.
Oh, please don't.
No. I wouldn't know half of them anyway. Honestly, I wouldn't have even thought of the Blake Shelton thing if it wasn't right here next to his name.
Yeah.
He was on The Voice, big time singer, country music, all that.
Mm-hmm.
Very popular artist.
Beer.
Yeah, very popular artist. I think an incredibly talented musician that is criminally underrated and undercovered. Ray LaMontagne is 52 today. Before he got into the music business, he was working double shifts at a shoe factory in New Hampshire and just kind of trying to make it, grinding at it and everything. Comes out and, to me, is just such an original singer and songwriter. Does a really nice job with a Dolly Parton cover of Jolene. He's got a couple of songs. You Are the Best Thing, I think, is probably his most popular song. But if you're going to listen to a song of his, you want to hear what I'm talking about, listen to the song Trouble. That song, man, that's a good song. Yeah, he's a good one. That's a good artist right there. Happy birthday.
I don't know if I've ever heard of him. I'll have to listen.
I would never have guessed he's 52. I love when seeing artists like him make it and get a break, get going.
Yeah.
He's just an American songwriter. I don't think you can label him. I don't think I could tell you, oh, he's a this genre or this genre. His music, his style, I think it fits almost anything. Another great singer, Nathan Morris, is 54, Boys to Men singer. Got incredible vocal range. Incredible vocal range, way all over the place. He also has a college degree in computer programming. Part of the credit that he got in the band was being able to sing baritone and soprano. And I'm only saying what I'm reading. I don't really, I mean, I feel like I know what that means, but I don't.
Baritone is the lowest and soprano is the highest.
Right, right.
Soprano, however you say it.
He's always been credited as being a really multi-leveled singer.
And so many songs that that take me back to high school.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Water Runs Dry, that's the one that was running through my head, and I wasn't sure what the title was.
Forgot about that one.
Till the water runs dry.
That's a good one. I forgot about
that. They had such great harmonies.
Yes.
And probably because of him, in large part.
Some of the best harmonies ever. Mm. Ever. Boys to Men. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Isabella Rossellini is 73 today. Incredible actress. Incredible actress. Wonderful performer. And incredibly funny, too. Just never got a chance to really do a ton of comedic roles, but she did a little bit in the 30 Rock and some spots late in her career, and she's very good.
I heard a lot about Conclave.
Yes, yes.
And she's in that.
Yeah.
And that really makes me want to watch it.
Yeah, that's one that I really got to see. I've seen most of it. I have not gotten to see the whole movie together. Watched a lot for clips for voting for award shows and everything. Mm-hmm. But I need to see it as a whole because it's just it just seems like such a beautiful movie, like a funny, interesting, beautiful movie, like put together. Mm-hmm. I mentioned Isabella Rossellini is funny, very talented and everything, but I journalistically have to mention that one of my earliest crushes in my life was Carol Kane, who is 73 today. Younger audiences might remember her from as Lillian on the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Many of us, of course, will remember her as Miracle Max's wife and the Princess Bride. Yes. You never had it so good. But I fell for her watching a little show on TV called Taxi with my dad, and she had a very small role on there as Alaka's wife, Simca, I believe. Simca was her name. There was something about her voice, her eyes, that I couldn't get enough of. Incredibly funny, incredibly talented. The world will never see the full range of Carol Kane at her prime because she just never got the opportunities and everything. But I adore her to this day. Just love her. Love her work. Everything about her.
She's fantastic.
Her and Billy Crystal the Princess Bride.
and they had to age her so much for that role, but they did such a good job of it.
So good. So good.
Yeah.
Sir Paul McCartney is 83 today.
Wow.
One of the greatest musicians of all time. I don't know what more you can say. And it really says something about a person when they're able to live long enough and we're talking and rambling about them. And all we have to say is something like that, because everybody out there, I don't have to explain to you the depth and levels and layers to Paul McCartney's career and life and all of that.
I mean, you probably do, but the average person, no.
Yeah, yeah. The fact that I introduced him as Sir Paul McCartney, which anybody that doesn't do that, it's very insulting, by the way. This has nothing to do with country.
He has been knighted.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's been knighted. Give it to him. I think one of the best songwriters of all time. If somebody wanted to tell me that they think Paul McCartney's the best songwriter of all time, I wouldn't fight him on it. That's how impressive and incredible his career is. I hope he's enjoying his day. And Roger Ebert would have been celebrating a birthday on this day, born in 1942, passed away in 2023. Legendary movie critic. Ebert and Robert was the pinnacle show to me as a kid. Back in the day, if I wanted to see a trailer for something, you couldn't just Google it and look it up and everything. If you loved movies, if you loved trailers, if you were a young kid that wanted to be an actor or be in that industry, you waited for Ebert and Robert's at the movies, and you watched that show religiously. I didn't agree with those guys half the time, but I loved everything they said, and they I didn't know it at the time, but they shared back behind the scenes and insight into the movie industry that nowadays would be coveted. And it was a game changing. It was way ahead of its time as far as that kind of thing goes. Now what we see in sports media is basically what Ebert and Robert were doing. Now, unfortunately, in political commentary is what we see as well. A lot of that too. But they were able to do something that I don't think anybody could match. Not only then, but now. It's just a different time, and they were really, really groundbreakers. Mm-hmm. Really impressive. But also really good writers as well, Ebert and Robert. Really good writers for Chicago Tribune and Chicago Sun-Times, respectively. That is going to do it for our birthday and anniversary club. I cannot think of a better way to celebrate than heading over to El Cafe.
Yeah, you'll have a great meal and a great time because the people are fantastic.
Get on over there today, everybody, and enjoy and wish them a good one from all of us here at WFHR. We'll be back after our news, sports, and entertainment break on The Morning Show.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The state Supreme Court has struck a blow to the Republican-led legislature, saying lawmakers can't hold up the Attorney General from finalizing settlements in lawsuits. In a decision issued Tuesday, the court said when the lawsuit involves things like civil enforcement, those, the court said, are up to the executive branch. It partially undoes a 2018 lame duck law requiring the Department of Justice to get approval from the legislature's budget committee before settling. The state Supreme Court has a liberal majority, but Tuesday's opinion was unanimous and written by one of the court's more conservative justices, Brian Hagedorn. The decision comes as Call announced yesterday that Wisconsin and 54 other attorneys general plan to move forward with a $7.4 billion settlement with opioid maker Purdue Pharma. The suit accuses Purdue of aggressively marketing painkillers and fueling the opioid crisis. Call says while the money helps, it's impossible to fully make up for the harm.
There's been an enormous amount of money spent on public health care costs. And much more importantly than that, there has been devastating loss of life as a result of this epidemic. One of the things that we have known throughout this process is that in seeking accountability from companies like Purdue, while we will be able to get a measure of accountability, we're never going to be able to get the kind of recovery that I believe matches the scale of the harm done, even in dollars and cents terms, let alone given the horrific human toll from this epidemic.
Under the proposed Purdue settlement, the Sackler family would be shielded from future lawsuits from Wisconsin. Under the agreement, Wisconsin would receive around $80 million, with payments spread out over the next 15 years, but more than half the money could come more quickly, in the next 3 years. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers lose in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it's game two of the Brewers and Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. The Crew losing last night 5-3. Manager Pat Murphy's reaction after the defeat.
It was a good game. A lot of great defensive plays, both ends. They hit in the clutch. They did some clutch hitting. Suzuki's homer changed the game. I'm proud of our guys. We did some good things. We didn't necessarily hit big situations, but leaving 10 guys on base or 9, whatever it was. But credit to their pitching staff and credit to their defense. They got a great lineup.
The Cubs' Pete Crow Armstrong with a diving catch of Bryce Terang's liner in the 8th and followed that up with a 2-run homer in the 9th, 452 feet, hitting the scoreboard. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
That's why we come to the ballpark, to see things like that, to see great players do great things. Great players do amazing things. Pretty cool.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Pop singer Neza might have gone to her last Dodger game. At least that's what she says. If you're wondering why, it's because she was told to sing the Star Spangled Banner in English, but decided to sing it in Spanish anyway. This all happened last Saturday on the day of the No Kings protest taking place all over the country. The singer posted a TikTok video of a Dodgers executive telling her to sing it in English and then part of her performance, which was in Spanish. For what it's worth, it was received with enthusiastic applause. The Pit is a hit for Max, and fans of the intense medical drama will be happy to know that season 2 production is underway. According to Variety, the show stars Noah Wiley as an ER doctor. Sound familiar? It was renewed in February. The Pit takes place at the fictitious Pittsburgh Trauma Medical Hospital. Wiley also executive produces the show alongside John Wells, who executive produced NBC's ER. Season 2 of The Pit will premiere in January 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Get those oars ready. It's time for Rafter Baseball. Your Wisconsin Rapids Rafter season is here, and there's never been a better time to get to legendary Winterfield. They have new and classic promotions going on all summer. And remember, if you can't get to the park, every hit, every pitch, every win is at 97.5 WFHR. We will have every game broadcast here as it's been for 16 years. Get to know the team with our segment, Meet Your Rafters, and listen for ticket giveaways. It's going to be a memorable summer with your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters and your 97.5 FM WFHR. Let's play ball!
Crockett Septic provides professional septic system pumping, inspections, and portable sanitation rentals. Trust the experts and keep your system running smoothly. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456, or visit CrockettSeptic.com.
Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. The new flavor is
peanut.
I can just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and maybe a stray afternoon thunderstorm and a high near 80. A slight storm chance this evening, otherwise partly cloudy tonight, mid-50s. More sunshine for Thursday, warm and muggy with a few showers and thunderstorms by Thursday night. Highs mid-80s. It's 69 degrees right now.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Little Ray LaMontagne to play us in his song Trouble, just celebrating his birthday. And I mean, I can't reference the song and not play a little of it, right, Melissa?
No, of course not.
I encourage you to check that one out, everybody. Mm-hmm. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. In a new poll, 16% of American adults say that they've been to about 30 or more states. 16%. Okay. Not a bad number.
16, yeah, no. Wait, 16% have been to more than 30 or more?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a lot of states.
And that's a pretty good number. That's pretty good. Yeah. So that's more common the older you get, of course. But 5% of Gen Zers under 30 already have at least 30 under their belt as well. So
wow,
it's very impressive.
Well, they were traveling with their parents who were going to states.
Another 16% of Americans have been to 20 to 29 states. 28% say that they have been to 10 to 19. And 22% say that they have been to 5 to 9. And another 17 say that they have been to less than 5 states.
Less than 5. Wow.
As a matter of fact, 5% of adults say that they have never been to another state other than the one that they currently live in.
5%?
That is a shocking number to me, a borderline shocking number to me. It's hard to shock me.
Yeah. I mean, and some states are really big and hard. Like, if you live in Alaska, it's really hard to get to another state.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good point. Yeah. Yeah. I actually didn't even think of that. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point.
Or if you're in the middle of Texas.
Mm. The rest of the article, and you can find this at YouGov.org, 20% of people say it's very important to them to visit a large number of states within their lifetime. 35% say it's somewhat important. 29% say it's not. 28% say it's not very important. And not surprisingly, the most visited states, well, we'll get to that in a second. Let's break this down first. There's way too much going on here. I'm stuck on this 5%. I will wholeheartedly admit, I literally have gypsy in my DNA. It is in my blood to travel, to bop around, to check out different things. My family and I have moved around a lot. I've lived all over. I even with all those count, all that, I 5% of people, I just find that really interesting. I don't want to sound like that's judgmental. Like, you live your life. Why would I need to visit another state? I got everything I want right here. That's fine. Yeah. I got no problem with that.
And if you don't like to travel, that's also fine. When you get car sick.
Just in my over...
There's lots of reasons.
In my overthinking brain, I never thought about a stat of how many people have done that. And not to say that this is the big outlier and this is, you know, a perfect stat or anything like that. I'm sure that it might be a little higher or a little lower if you literally talk to every single American.
Every person.
But man, that's something. 5% is still a high number to me.
So I had to count how many I've been in, and just like roughly, I think it's at least 31.
Okay. Okay. That's a good number. Wow.
And that was just a quick count because I have been out west. And I've been down, I've driven to Arizona, so I've been through all of the states kind of in the middle.
Yeah.
And then I've been down to Florida and Louisiana. The last frontier for me in the United States is the East Coast.
It's weird to me how many of us are like, I'm same way here. The most east I've been is the Carolinas. And you know, I don't think that really counts.
It's on the coast. I've been to like West Virginia when I was a kid. I was really a kid, like really young. That's when I ruined my favorite pair of panties in the red clay.
Do you
Saturday panties?
It happens. We've all been there.
Still devastated by it.
When it comes to since I was a kid, I've felt this way, and it hasn't changed. I'd like to visit all 50 states.
Yeah.
I would love to be able to, you know, get to whatever age I'm lucky enough to get to and be able to look back and say, I visited all 50 states.
Mm-hmm. I had a friend when I was in high school who her parents had an RV and they had one of those maps on the side of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And where you can fill in all of the ones that you've been to. And I just thought that was so cool.
It is really. I like that. I like that a lot. That's a good way to do it. So, not surprisingly, the most visited states are Florida, New York, Texas, and California. The least visited, Alaska, North Dakota, Vermont, and Montana. I guess not, you know, not surprising, but it is interesting to see that kind of clumped together.
I'm surprised Vermont is in there as one of the least.
I think it's, and this is only from me, you know, looking at, I was looking at living there at one point. I was going to get, there was a radio gig up there that I was going to take, and I was looking at that area and price of living, and my computer laughed at me. It literally laughed. I didn't even know it could do that. When I was looking on Zillow and looking at things and everything, it just you're just browsing, right? You don't really think that you could live here. It's a very expensive place to live.
Well, and I've heard some like they get annoyed with the leaf peepers in the fall. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but I think Vermonteers, is that what they're called?
I think so.
Are you know, a very welcoming people.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Except
yeah.
when they're annoyed with tourists, which don't... all of us in our own home states get annoyed with tourists. We just do. It's kind of a universal thing.
For what it's worth, they didn't define what a, quote, visit is, but it's probably safe to say you have at least drive through a majority of it. You're not maybe even staying there.
But in it, yeah. If you're there, I think that counts.
I would say that I will go as far as if you even just had a layover there and you were just there. The only time I've been to Vegas is layovers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I'm not saying...
if you don't leave the airport, does that count? Because I've been to Boston.
You saw where I was going. Yeah. You got to leave the airport, though. You have to be able to... because I bopped around the strip and everything. And I, you know, it was like 2 a.m, so I didn't really get a great experience. But it was also kind of cool because I experienced Vegas very differently. Like, there wasn't that... the people that were out and about had an agenda. We'll just leave it right there. And otherwise, I don't know. I imagine that most people, when they first experience Vegas, it's very different. I'm not saying that counts. I'm just, for me, I count it.
I think if you let the airport, it counts.
Yeah.
But like in Boston, I did not leave the airport, so I don't think that counts.
That's in that East Coast, man. I just got to get out there and check that out. There's my plan. And I think that, you know, traveling in general, especially this time of year, you know, I don't think it hurts. And I think that if you've, what I would be much more interested in, the 5% of people never leaving their home state, is interesting. What I would find much more interesting is the reasons why.
Right. And I would think a lot of it has to do with financial state. You know, you just don't have the money to take a vacation.
Yeah.
Or drive somewhere else unless there's a reason for it.
I would say that it used to be my defense of not taking a vacation or traveling more was time. Now it is money. I can't use the excuse of time. I've got paid days off I don't use. Civic is really good to us that way. So I can't use that as an excuse. It's just more so I just don't really financially know if I could necessarily pull it off. And I don't get a bad paycheck. I get a good paycheck, and I still don't know if I could. So I think that's a really good point
of it. Life is expensive.
Yeah, yeah. And it's part of why now here's another part of this too. With that, how much do you travel within your own state, though? You know,
yeah.
Every state in the union's got plenty to see in it, and mm-hmm. most of us haven't seen half of what's in our own state.
Right. We have a lot of so many awesome things to do and see here in Wisconsin that, I mean, you could just travel in your own state and yeah. have a fantastic vacation life.
I spent the majority of my life in Illinois, and I haven't visited half the places there. Wisconsin's no different. The other half of my life I've spent in Wisconsin, a little bit in other places, but basically mm-hmm. here. And there's at least three places off the top of my head that I haven't been to that I've got to go. So yeah.
House on the Rock.
Yes, number one. Number one on the list. Yes. And there's the Milwaukee Zoo. I haven't been there. Mm-hmm. I haven't been there. I got to check that out.
Yeah. Yes, you do. And
there was a museum I wanted to check out. I can't think of which one it is now, though. But yeah, there's things like that. And every one of us has a little list like that in our head. Mm-hmm. What better time than now to go ahead and check those things out?
Yeah. Spend our tourism dollars right here in our own state.
Mm-hmm. And if you would like to jump in on this survey with us and let us know if you've traveled a lot or a little or why you have or you haven't, we would love to hear from you, everybody.
Yes, we would.
715-424-2600, or you can reach out to us through the Civic Media app.
Mm-hmm. You can just text in on there if you'd like, or on our Facebook pages.
We're looking forward to hearing from you, everybody. Mm-hmm. We will take a quick time out. We'll come back and we're gonna help everybody, Melissa, when we get back.
Ooh.
We got the one trait that can make you happier the rest of your life.
Help or depress?
One or the other.
Your choice.
Find out when we get back on the Morning Show at WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. For the last few months, Governor Tony Evers has said repeatedly that he would make a decision about whether or not to run for a third term after the state budget process is completed. In a recent opinion column at the Recombobulation Area, I made the argument that the decision that Evers should make should be to not seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. This argument is not one of ideological differences or policy disagreements. Tony Evers has been a good governor and has served the state well. This more has to do with Evers' age. He'll be 75 years old in November 2026, and about how the Democratic Party has had a massive, inescapable problem in its unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. Tony Evers needs to do what so many other Democrats have struggled so mightily to do and step aside when the time is right. And after Joe Biden's catastrophic 2024, this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it now. Democrats can't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. It's time to do things differently.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
This fall, build your perfect Wisconsin football game day with a mini pack. Pick any three games, including Big Ten matchups like Washington, Iowa, and Ohio State, and save while cheering on the Badgers. Big matchups, big moments, and it's all on your schedule. Football mini packs are available now. Create your custom game day experience today at uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. First touchdown to the fifth quarter. There's always something to enjoy. Football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Some showers and storms this afternoon with high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. A good quarter of an inch to a half an inch of rain is possible. And as the rain winds down overnight, we'll wake up tomorrow to beautiful, bright skies. Warm temperatures may return to the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. Thank you so much for joining us. I almost called myself Seth. Oh, boy.
You miss him, don't you?
I just need sleep. Maybe a little column A, Kellogg. A little column A. We've got the one trait that can help you be happier, everybody.
For James, it's sleep.
Yes. Yes. A new study in the Netherlands found there's one trait that makes us happier no matter how old we are. It's true whether you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 80s, whatever it might be. All you have to do is learn to trust people more. Trust. That is it. Hmm. They found that having a trusting attitude makes us feel happier and more satisfied with life, and it gets easier and easier the more you do it. As a side note, we started off this show thinking that we were immortal. I'm starting to worry that I like any moment now. I have a hard time with trust. Like, I would imagine the majority of the audience out there.
Well, the difficulty comes in when you've had your trust broken.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to trust again.
Yeah.
And when you've, when it's happened multiple times, it's just hard.
I have a very hard time with it. It takes a lot for me to be able to do it again, like many people out there. And I will say at the same time, I know people that have been through much worse than I have and go out there and get back on that horse. And there are a few things that are braver to me than being able to do that. I don't want to make light of that. And I don't want to sound like this is the way you should be. I would recommend to people not being the way that I am with that stuff. And I think that actually the people that I know that are living life to the fullest are, and all the, you know, phrases we use and everything, they seem to be able to do this.
Mm-hmm. And when I think back to, you know, the periods of my life where I was very, very trusting, like I was happy. But then, I don't know, I was also very naive.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, does that go hand in hand with being trusting? I don't know.
That's a fair thing to say, because I feel like, you know, it's certainly something that it's interesting that they bring up in the article that it doesn't matter what age you are, because this feels like something that is certainly an age related thing. You don't know many little kids who aren't trusting. Except if you knew me when I was little.
Unless they've had reasons to not trust.
Right, right.
Which has happened to, unfortunately, too many children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm on that list. When it comes to that part of it, you know, the older we get, it does feel like the more life experiences we have that can bring this down. Mm-hmm. So it's like a feedback loop, this whole thing. The study showed that trusting people makes us happier, and being happy makes us want to trust people. So it's, you know, kind of just a trust and well-being mutually reinforce each other over time.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think the positive takeaway we can bring to this conversation as, you know, middle-aged people that mm-hmm. we are, James,
yes.
and having the experiences that we do, you learn in life to surround yourself with people who you can trust, who've earned your trust, or right. who trust you. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing. If people trust you, it's easier to trust them back.
Yeah.
And know that they can rely on you and you can rely on them, and to populate your life with those people.
You know, it's funny. I don't put a lot of stock or thought into my trust in others, but I put a ton in people being able to trust me. Like, that means an incredible, like, it's one of the better compliments anybody could give me or look at me as somebody that is loyal, somebody that is trustworthy.
Yeah,
whereas when
they know they can rely on you.
I almost don't put that on others. I've been so on the other side of this that if somebody is those things, I appreciate it. I love them for it, and I'm thankful for it. It can change in an hour. And I don't expect it. I don't hold them to it. It's something that I don't expect it from them every day or whatever. But if when they bring it, I'm very rewarded. I'm very appreciative of it. I never thought of it that way.
And maybe it's time, now that you've reflected on that, that you put more faith in the people in your life.
Oh, I'm too old. I can't change.
Oh, come on.
I'm joking.
Come on,
I'm just
James.
Kidding. I'm kidding.
Remember, it's does the old dog want to learn new
mm-hmm,
tricks?
Mm-hmm.
Therein lies the question.
Here's another part, too. The type of trust does matter, though. Trusting the people you're closest to makes the biggest difference, followed by trusting humanity in general. So that's another interesting part of this, too, where as far as trusting society, oh, I'm not even worried about that, but trusting your core people, or like you were talking about the, earlier, the people that you surround yourself with the older you get, that's where you're, that's what you're really focused on. You're not, we've almost kind of stopped worrying about being able to trust society.
But we do see glimmers of, and things that, you know, renew our faith in humanity.
Yeah.
When, with strangers helping strangers, or people coming through in times of natural disasters or crisis, or, you know, like how community surrounds and builds up someone who's experienced a devastating loss or a fire, or, you know, those kind of things really help to build back that belief in, oh, you know what, humans are good people.
Less than 24 hours ago, right here, not even 10 minutes away from us, we had a prime example of this with the United We Can event, and strangers helping strangers, and people taking food out of their own pantry and putting it there for others. And there are, I believe that there is more good than bad. It may be the last naive bone I have in my body, but I believe in that, and I think that there are more better, there are, I know there are good examples out there of it. Unfortunately, we don't always do a good job as a society leading with those stories and talking about them, which is why we do a lot around here.
Yeah, that's why we definitely, absolutely, because we do have a tendency to focus on the negatives. But if you do choose to try to be trusting, to have that childlike wonder about life and about, you know, the beautiful things, like I'm excited about the thunderstorms we're supposed to have tonight. Mm-hmm. I love thunderstorms. I love rain. Like when it was wet this morning, I'm like, come on, just downpour.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want water falling from the sky because it's awesome.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. the last part of this, and you can find the article at studyfinds.com, institutional trust is when you have trust in things like government, banks, and healthcare industry. They found that that doesn't make us make as big of a difference. So it's almost a completely other category. And when we look at each other as individuals or as people or even as groups, and when we look at businesses or government or
things. That's absolutely valid, because you view I'm sorry, but corporations are not people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, Supreme Court, they're not.
Yeah, I don't care what the Supreme Court says. Corporations are not people. Yeah, I'll die on that hill.
And governments are made up of people, but it's a far different trusting than the people that we know.
Yeah.
In our lives and the people around us.
It's and unlike, so I don't, I think that, you know, the old phrase trust is earned. I think there's a lot to be said for that. When it comes to businesses, politicians, politics, I should say, or just, you know, industry in general, I do believe that. I do believe that that's what that statement's really for. I don't know that it's for people so much, but when it comes to those other factors, those other things, oh yeah, you got to earn it every day. Every day you have to earn it. Mm-hmm. That's the job. If you don't like it, there's a billion other things you could be doing. But
I agree with that. And I will speak to, you know, like, okay, look behind the curtain of my life right now. I am fighting a horrible and devastating battle with my mattress.
Oh.
It has been ongoing for months now, where I'm literally sleeping on the floor right now, James.
Oh.
On a camp pad, you know, like I have a very expensive camp pad that I bought when I thought I was going to be living in my car, which didn't happen because I wanted to, not because I had to, but because I wanted to. So I'm sleeping on that because the mattress I have is causing me pain. I bought one online because it was what my chiropractor recommended. It's hurting me, so I have to get a new one. So I went to Mattress Firm here in Wisconsin Rapids, and so far they're earning my trust. I haven't purchased anything yet, but I would recommend talking to Matt at Mattress Firm. Obviously, they're not paying me to say this.
No, right on.
I haven't paid them anything yet either, but we're working on building up this trust. So he's got it far more than Slumberland, which was the start of this horrible mattress saga of my life. It's like the real Princess P.
It really is. And as a side note, everybody, be on the lookout for the pay-per-view Melissa vs. the Mattress for the heavyweight title belt.
As I bring out my serrated knife and chop up my former mattress I was using, that's foam, I'm thinking if I cut it in half, it might work.
That's where you're at with this.
Where you're that looking is at where I'm at. I'm literally going to get out my bread knife and cut that thing in pieces. All right,
well, I guess we're doing this. We should get on in there.
Cut my life into pieces.
Just screaming that the whole time.
This is my last request.
The whole time. You got to be singing
suffocation.
That.
No sleeping.
I don't want the song actually playing. I want just you chanting that refrain over and over. We are excited to have our Wisconsin Rapids Rafters join us at the top of next hour. They're going to be joining us after our news break and everything. We'll be hanging out with them, talking a little Rafter baseball and getting to know them and meet your Rafters. It's going to be exciting. Looking forward to it. Also, looking forward to hopefully having a game tonight. We'll see what Mother Nature does here.
Okay. Sorry, guys. I wished for thunderstorms. I'm sorry.
We'll be talking about it on Playmakers. Be sure to join us on 105.5 WIRI from 4 to 5, our live sports call-in show. It's brought to you by Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Big shout out to them. I'll be able to keep you up to date on the game and let you know if there's any change down our Winter Field. We'll be talking about that and talking more Rafter baseball in just a little bit. And next hour, we're also going to be talking about the Cranberry Blossom Festival.
Hey, that's going to happen soon, tomorrow.
It's going on the 19th through the 22nd right here in Rapids, the home of cranberries. A cranberry country. The festival's filled with so many cool things. Melissa and I are going to take our time to get into those next hour. And we're going to be live and direct this weekend at the Arts and Crafts Vendor Fair. We will have WFHR down there from 10 to noon and from noon to 2, 105.5 WIRI. We're going to have some fun with that.
You can just listen to us all day.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast. They let the inmates out of the asylum. We're going to be out in the public again. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be back with more show, everybody, coming up here, morning show at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Breaking news from the Supreme Court. It's just begun releasing what we're expecting to be a flurry of opinions on cases heard this term. We've just learned, by a 6-3 decision, justices have upheld Tennessee's ban on gender-affirming care for transgender minors. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
We know that in this case, the issue was whether or not Tennessee's law, which bars certain gender-affirming medical treatment for minors, violates the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. And the court concluded that it did not.
As for the broader impact,
this will allow other states to pass similar laws that restrict minors from obtaining gender-affirming care.
26 states already have laws like Tennessee's on the books. In another vote, the Supreme Court's cleared the way to restart plans to temporarily store nuclear waste at sites in rural Texas and New Mexico. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.